Fun Monday. How inspirable are you? In today's article I am switching gears. We'll be funny today. Maybe even haha funny. Why this change of heart? In the starting point measurements there is a question, how inspirable are you and how inspired are you now? Inspiration is really God within or spirit within. Bubbly. Flying is the fullest expression of spirit, but bubbling is still very great. So the results have dropped tremendously. Even the inspirability measure. Someone who, before the pandemic was a 70, is now a 10. This is, of course, always on a scale of 0 to 100, so people can be compared. Now, here is the interesting fact, my inspirability didn't drop. But why? What did I do to prevent being part of the trend? I did something very easy to do, I stopped being glued to the issue. And turned my attention to what really matters to me, my work. I watched my friends, even my readers, wanting to read more about it, worrying themselves sick, literally, and I decided that every time I spend time looking at what could inspire me, I'll spend equal time or more with fun stuff. Stuff that makes me laugh, stuff that inspires me. For a couple of months I dropped the ball on that, but otherwise I have been keeping this up for, going on 10 months. And I did something that wasn't as easy as that, I decided that there is nothing wrong with the epidemic, there is nothing wrong with Trump, there is nothing wrong with people not wearing masks. There is nothing wrong with anything or anyone. I decided that it is my job to be well, stay well, hydrated, happy, productive, healthy, and the rest is none of my business. Now, that was a lot harder to do, but I did it. Even when I watched the video of the storming of the Capitol of the United States. Even though I was sobbing. There is nothing wrong with sobbing either. Sniff. Sniff. And to reward me for my good behavior, Dig presented me with an amazing gift, the Let's Dance video from a Nashville, Tennessee mall. Of course Tennessee is one of the COVID hotspots. So dancing without masks in a crowded mall is not politically correct, but dancing is always politically correct. Even if it is dancing at someone's grave. Hint hint. Lol. I think that was funny. Lol. Okay, one more thing and then I give you the videos I used today to prime myself for this article. The overwhelming response to my request to support me and my work. Yeah. I didn't expect any of it. Ultimately I have never said what some African president would say, my constituency loves me. No. I am no African president. So yeah, the support has been amazing, and I feel loved, supported, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. The spirit is flying. Okay, here are the videos. Trump, African president. Why don't we just dance? The effect of music. And lastly, remember the movie with Richard Gere, Susan Sarandon and J.Lo, Shall We Dance? How Richard Gere's character came alive. Yeah. Start dancing. Alone, with your cat, dog, your pillow. Just dance. And if money worries plague you, sign up to my More Money workshop. And start matching the vibration where money is not an issue. Get your vibration to match making money. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/more money. As a gift, you can watch T.R. Vicker's introduction. No, not to my course, but to his course, but we overlap about 30%, I mostly teach what he doesn't. And that makes my programs a lot deeper and a lot more effective. Email me if you don't have a smartphone but want to watch the video. And last inspiring thing, my eyes are filled with tears, is a song my assistant and student, Miko from Poland/in Poland wrote to another student who invented herself as magnanimous. I.e. forgiving, loving, caring, generous being. Thank you Miko. It may become our class song. I especially liked that you say that you're stingy. Lol. Not with this song. You aren't. Oh. I almost forgot to post the video that made me sob like a little bitch. Yeah. Like that. And I only watched the first few minutes. Could not watch more.